Thomason. So much of the Southeast has been devastated by flooding spawned by the remnants of Hurricane Helene. Western North Carolina, including the mountain city of Asheville and vicinity, really hard hit. FEMA's Dr. Lori Moore Merrill says the agency has food, water, and emergency generators set to go.
We have commodities that have been staged, and we are waiting on the request from the state or how they want to deploy it so that we can move those commodities into action.
Correspondent Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden plans today to speak about the administration's response efforts to Hurricane Helene in remarks from the White House. He says he'll visit hurricane-affected areas this week, as long as it doesn't disrupt rescue and recovery operations. Sunday, Biden said the administration is giving states everything we have to help those impacted by the storm. And former President Donald Trump's campaign says he'll visit Valdosta, Georgia today to survey Helene's impact on that state.
The death toll tops 90 across more than a half dozen states. Also at SRNNews.com, a day after a raging chemical plant fire sent huge plumes of smoke into the air in Rockdale County, Georgia, east of Atlanta.
We are asking folks to shelter in place and close your windows and doors, because should there be a shift in wind, then this can change directions.
Rockdale County Fire Chief Marion McDaniel speaking with WSB-TV. More than 90,000 people being told to stay inside. Authorities say chlorine has been detected in the air from the fire at the BioLab plant in Conyers, Georgia. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open at the opening bell. The Dow futures are down 72 points, NASDAQ futures off 60, and the S&P 500 futures down 14 points this morning. This is SRN News. America remains a religiously divided country.
The Public Religion Research Institute has made a survey of faith all across the country, down to the county level, and what it reveals is what you might expect. The counties with the highest concentrations of white evangelical Protestants are all in the South, states like Alabama and Mississippi. By contrast, the counties where people are most likely to be atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion are in New England or the far West. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists are courting Latino voters through door-knocking and Spanish-language ads. They say the fastest-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures across the U.S., especially in states like Arizona and Florida, with large Hispanic populations. A recent poll indicates that despite their allegiance to the Catholic Church, a majority of Latinos want abortion to be legal in all or in most cases. This is SRN News. DirecTV is buying Dish and Sling as the company seeks to better compete against streaming services that have become dominant.
In a Monday announcement, DirecTV said it would acquire Dish TV and Sling TV from its owner, EchoStar. The acquisition comes in the form of a debt exchange transaction, one that includes a payment of $1 plus an assumption of debt. The prospect of a DirecTV-Dish combo has long been rumored. In fact, the two almost merged more than two decades ago. The Federal Communications Commission blocked that transaction, citing antitrust concerns. Bob Agner reporting.
Some 45,000 longshoremen threatening to strike starting tomorrow. It's a walkout that could really snarl the nation's supply chain and drive up prices for a range of goods. It would close three dozen ports from Maine to Texas. Those ports handle roughly half the goods shipped into and out of the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.